Welcome to episode 453 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. There are four different men named Philip mentioned in the Bible. Philip was the name of two King Herod the Great's sons by different wives. The other two Philips in the Bible were servants of Christ and instrumental in the early church. Philip the disciple and apostle of Christ, and Philip the evangelist. The disciple named Philip was along with Peter and Andrew from Bethsaida in Galilee. Jesus called Philip, who had been a disciple of John the Baptist, and then Philip went and found Nathanael and told him about Jesus. Nathanael also became Jesus' disciple. Not much is recorded about Philip the disciple. However, his interest in bringing others to Christ is documented. Not only did he tell his friend Nathanael about the Lord, but when he was approached by some Gentiles, Greeks from Bethsaida, he introduced them to Jesus. Philip was the disciple who calculated the amount of money it would take to feed the 5,000. After the Last Supper, Philip requested that Jesus show them the Father, leading to Jesus' statement, "Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father." The last time the Bible mentions the disciple Philip is as one of those gathered in Jerusalem to pray after the Lord's ascension. Tradition states that Philip went to Phrygia in modern-day Turkey as a missionary and was martyred there in Hierapolis. The other Philip is usually distinguished from the disciple of the same name by calling him Philip the Evangelist or Philip the Deacon. Note that Philip is the only biblical character who is specifically called an evangelist. It is often assumed that this Philip was one of the 72 men whom Jesus sent out in Luke 10 verse 1, although the Bible doesn't make that explicit connection. We do know that Philip was one of the original seven deacons elected to serve in the Jerusalem church. Philip had a heart for evangelism, and when the great persecution arose in Acts 8 verse 1, Philip left Jerusalem to become an evangelist in Samaria. There is a lesson in this for us. The gospel is for everyone, regardless of race, nation, gender, or background. Philip preached to the Samaritans. This was a revolutionary act in his time. Traditionally, the Jews and the Samaritans had no contact with one another. They hated each other. Yet Philip broke tradition and went to those who were different. In doing this, he followed the example of his master, Jesus, who had ministered to a Samaritan woman at a well. When the Samaritans accepted the gospel, it was a great breakthrough because it proved that Christ is for the whole world, not just the Jews. Philip's story indicates that after evangelists lead people to Jesus, they might need the help of others with different ministry gifts to disciple those new believers. Acts 8 verses 14 to 15. Now when the apostles at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent to them Peter and John, who came down and prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. First, Philip the evangelist preached and multitudes were saved and healed. Then when the church in Jerusalem heard what God was doing, they sent Peter and John to authenticate the move of God and to disciple the new believers. After Philip completed his job as an evangelist, the job of the apostles began. After the church in Samaria was started, Philip was used by the Holy Spirit to bring the gospel to an Ethiopian eunuch, a member of the court of Candace, the Ethiopian queen. In ancient times, eunuchs were castrated for the purpose of trusted servitude in royal households. A king would often castrate his servants to ensure that they would not be tempted to engage in sexual activity with others in the palace, specifically the royal harem, or to prevent their plotting an overthrow. Eunuchs were incapable of setting up a dynasty of their own. The Ethiopian eunuch mentioned in the Bible was a high court official of Candace, the queen of Ethiopia. He was in Israel to worship the Lord at the temple, which means he was probably a Jewish convert. On his trip home, he had a life-changing encounter with Philip. The story of the Ethiopian eunuch in Acts 8 is a marvelous depiction of God's role in evangelism. The story starts with Philip being visited by an angel who told him to go south to a road that ran from Jerusalem to Gaza in the desert. Philip didn't ask why he was being sent to the middle of nowhere. He just went. On the road, in a chariot, was the Ethiopian official, who was just returning from Jerusalem. The eunuch was sitting in his chariot reading the book of Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord told Philip to go over and join the chariot, and when Philip drew close, he overheard the eunuch reading from Isaiah out loud. Philip asked the Ethiopian whether or not he understood what he was reading. The eunuch replied, "How can I, unless someone guides me?" He then invited Philip to come sit with him in the chariot. The passage the Ethiopian eunuch was reading was this: "He was like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth." This is in Isaiah 53, verses 7 to 8. The eunuch was wondering whom the prophet was talking about, himself or someone else. Philip used this opportunity to explain the passage. This was a prophecy about Jesus Christ, who meekly gave his life to save the world. As Philip explained the gospel, the Ethiopian eunuch believed. When they came to some water by the side of the road, the eunuch asked to be baptized. Philip agreed to baptize him, and the Ethiopian eunuch gave orders to stop the chariot. Then both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. As soon as this official came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away, and the eunuch did not see him again, but went on his way rejoicing. Tradition says that this Ethiopian official carried the gospel back home to Ethiopia and founded the church there. Philip found himself at Azotus, and he carried on preaching the gospel on his way to Caesarea. There are many elements of God's providence and intervention in the story of the Ethiopian eunuch. The account reveals the importance of these three things: the Word of God, the Holy Spirit's leading, and a human evangelist. In order for a person to accept the truth, he must first hear the truth preached. It is God's desire that the truth be preached everywhere. The Spirit of the Lord had been preparing the eunuch's heart to receive the gospel. As this man read Isaiah, he began to ask questions, and at just the right moment, the Lord brought Philip across his path. The field was ripe for harvest, and Philip was God's laborer in the field. This was no coincidence. It was God's plan from the very beginning, and Philip was obedient to that plan. Whose heart might God be preparing for you? To whom are you being called to witness or minister? As followers of Christ, we need to be sensitive to God's voice. Philip is led first by the angel of the Lord and then by the Spirit. Both times he obeys. Luke uses this to show that Philip's mission was Spirit-led and Spirit-inspired. So it should be with us today. When God speaks, it is important to listen and obey. 20 years later, Philip is mentioned again, still in Caesarea. Paul and Luke and others were traveling to Jerusalem, and they stopped at Philip's home in Caesarea. They stayed with Philip for several days. Philip had 4 unmarried daughters at that time, all of whom had the gift of prophecy. Perhaps they collaborated with their father in his evangelistic effort. That is the last time the Bible mentions the evangelist Philip. Father, like Philip the evangelist, help us to be sensitive to your voice, responsive to your guidance, and useful in pointing others to Jesus. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.